Glory be to God Almighty. In the course of a week, a young man whom I've known for a while, back in England, in the summer, I was ministering at City of Favor during our daughter's wedding. It was a Bible study night. And I remember vividly, the Lord told me that there were some people there who were suicidal. They were going to commit suicide. And the Lord wanted to redeem them. You know, when a man is frustrated and gets pushed to a point, he tends to want to give up. But when you know God is on your side, you won't have any reason to give up. Amen? So one of the people that we ministered to that night was this young man. He began to cry. I followed him almost to his seat. And I said to him, this was in July, I said to him that this very July, God is going to sort you out. And we left it at that. I didn't know what was going on in his life. So he sent me a message just a few days ago and said that after that night, he had the boldness to take the immigration to court because he had been in England with no papers for years. They have refused him. So that was weighing on him. That was the purpose of even being alive. You know how frustrated it can be when you don't have your papers? You know. He said suddenly there was this boldness that came over him. And he decided to sue the immigration. He now WhatsApped me his British passport. Praise the Lord. This month, what you have been waiting for, what you have been expecting, what seems to be fallen, the Lord will manifest for you. I say in that same order, God will bring to pass in your life. God will sort somebody out this month. Come on, let your amen be louder if you are the one. God is going to sort you out this month. If you believe it, I don't know what that situation may be, but I know my God will sort you out. Hallelujah. Amen. This month, the Lord expressly told me last week that we should give him thanks. And he said, thank me and you will see what I'm going to do. And I hold on to that very strongly to see what he's going to do. I was just telling my wife in the office this morning, I said, I did not even realize that it was Thanksgiving month in America. Amen? Yeah. It's just dawning on me that we need to start getting turkey and all whatnot. Praise the Lord. This has nothing to do with what America is doing. Amen? This is a heavenly agenda. If you notice, from the fresh anointing through the open heavens, everything seems to be seamless. Praise the Lord. God knows what he's doing. I'm going to take my scripture reading this morning. I'm welcoming everyone who is coming to Wisdom Assembly for the very first time. You are welcome to this place. And God is going to begin a new thing in your life today. In Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The title of our message, like you'll have on your bulletin, is Trigger to Answered Prayers. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You can pray, but until you give thanks and appreciate God for your expectation, you may still be worried. You may still be troubled. He said, when you pray and ask, and you do it with appreciation, he said, then you will have peace. The peace there connotes that it's a guarantee. Because you have asked according to the will of God. It's a guarantee that God will manifest your desire. I thought I would hear a good amen right there. I'm also going to read John Gospel chapter 11. Glory be to God. Verse 40 to 42, we know this story very well. It's just going to be an excerpt from there. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, and shouldest see the glory of God, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, where hope was given up, where we thought nothing could ever happen again. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Praise the Lord. If you don't know it, I know it, that I am sent of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What you believe is what you are going to be empowered to partake of. What you partake of is what you become and how you are blessed or where you are blessed. Praise the Lord. What you believe is what you do. Believing is acting on. Amen? Believing is what? Doing. If you believe that God is worthy to be praised, what will you do? You will praise him, right? And then there is a blessing that is attached to praising God. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. When it's a heartfelt praise, heartfelt thanksgiving, guess what? God comes into that situation. Praise the Lord. All expectations is encapsulated in thanksgiving and praise. Why do I say that? Because if it is just based on pray and ask, yes, Jesus said, ask, it shall be given unto thee. Amen? But now we are told how to ask. We are told to ask with what? With thanksgiving. Because if we are just asking and demanding, we are acting as though God holds us what we are asking. And there's nobody under the sound of my voice here that can raise up their hand and say, God holds me. God holds no man. Every man holds God. Hello? Every man, every woman, every family, every boy and girl holds God. We are debtors to God. The blood is shed, we cannot buy. The life of his only begotten son on the cross of Calvary, we can never pay for. He came to pay the debt we could not pay. It says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield and increase. Praise, appreciation, thanksgiving is a trigger. A trigger to manifestation. You know the saying, when you know how to think, you know how to thank. If we are here today, we already have a reason to give God thanks. We already have a reason to give God praise. You see, praising, thanking, they are interchangeable. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and even our God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless you. And he says, all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, what does that mean? When the blessings of God come because of heartfelt praise and worship, because of heartfelt appreciation, he says the world will stand and watch you and I in awe. They're going to be amazed because you will be an amazement. I see God making you a wonder. I see God making you an amazement. Hallelujah. This month, every day of your life, don't let it end this month. You see, when we thank God, when we praise God, when we worship God, don't let it end in church. Take it home with you. Take it to work with you. Let it be in the car with you. Let it be in everything that you are engaged in doing. Be thanksgiving. Be praise conscious. When you are that conscious, regardless of what happens, get worse. Guess what? All your mindset will be, it is well. Hallelujah. It is well. The Shunammite woman's son died. She did not even tell the father. Put the boy on the donkey and began to go to the man of God. They met on the way. How it is well. That takes somebody who knows who they believe. For I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. The Bible made me to understand that when God told Abraham to slaughter Isaac on the altar of sacrifice, Abraham obeyed, even though God had told him that from this son will the whole earth be blessed. So if I kill him for you, you will wake him up. There's no contradiction. In God's will, in God's play, in God's purpose for our lives, there's no contradiction. Many people have lost because their faith had given up. Their faith had failed. Jesus said to Peter, I prayed for you that your faith faileth not. Thank God for that prayer. Hallelujah. Be thanksgiving conscious and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what God is going to do. All through the year, we have asked. Maybe this is the time to start thanking God for what we have asked, even though we are yet to see it. The Bible says he is the God that calleth forth those things which are not, as though they were. We can call them forth by thanksgiving. Thank God for my spouse, even though you have not been approached by any man. Hallelujah. Thank God for my new job. Even though nobody has knocked on your door or sent you anything. Thank God for my new house. You don't even have good credit. I began to dream it up and said to my wife, our hearts worked together in tandem. That by God's grace, our next home will be purpose-built. What does that mean? We are not going to get a mortgage. Do you understand me? We are not going to buy a ready-made house. We want a purpose-built one. People who have a purpose-built house, sis, they don't have 10 heads. So, if we too can start speaking it into existence, guess what? He that calleth for those things which are not, as though they were, will bring it to pass. And I strongly believe it, church. Where we are today as a church is because of the speaking out of faith. You that you are here today, you were spoken out by faith. You were called by faith. You see a man who came to Kansas City with nothing, with nobody, with no money. Yet here we are. Yet very soon, this place you are sitting in, you are going to come in one day and you are going to stand in hall and say, wow, look at what the Lord has done. Can somebody lift up their hands and just praise God for that? I'm telling you what I believe. I don't know what you believe. Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray that today, God will connect you with the spirit of thanksgiving. God will connect you with the spirit of rejoicing. In the mighty name of Jesus. What do we thank him for? We thank him for what we have. What we already have. Many of us don't pay attention to what we have already. We are worried about what we don't have. We don't appreciate what we have. We don't appreciate the one who blessed us already with what we have. Thank God for where you are. Appreciate God for how far he has brought you. You are still on your way. You are not there yet, but you are going to get there. You are not where you are today by accident. It's God's design, whether you know it or not. Thank God for what you have. Appreciate God for the spouse God gave you. Because the Bible says, he that findeth a wife does what? Finds a good thing. And does what? Obtains favor of the Lord. If you don't like your spouse and you are looking for another, you are denying yourself favor. Also, thank God for what you have already prayed for. It has not come yet, but begin to thank God for it. Jesus said, there's no need for vain repetition. Amen? You have asked. After you have asked, what do? You start thanking God for the answer. Amen? You can praise your way into your desire. You can thank God into your expectation. Even when you sow your seed, how do you sow it? Not until we say it's Thanksgiving offering. Your seed can be a thank you for that thing you already believed God for. When the doctor said your wife can never be pregnant again, seeds were like, Lord, thank you for our son. Thank you for pregnancy. Thank you for making it happen. And it happened. What they said cannot happen, happened. Not only did it happen once, it happened twice. And it has nothing to do with me. Did you get that? I was just an instrument. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. A willing instrument. Amen. Thank God for who God is. Oh, that is a sweet thing. That is a sweet thing. To just sit in the presence of God and eulogize Him. Make love to God with your heart. Make love to God with your words. Make love to God with your mind. With sweet words. Just in His presence. This is who you are. You are so mighty. You are beyond words. You are so beautiful. You are so gracious. You are so excellent. Who would I have been without you? My Redeemer. The lover of my soul. Your Excellency. I bow before you. I worship you. I thank you. I remember where I used to be. I remember who I used to be. Until you showed up. And you turned my life. Nobody is there. Just you and God. And it's not because you need anything. It's just because you are what? Appreciating. Isn't that what we do with people? I began to meditate. And I'm like, we tend to appreciate our parents more than we appreciate God. They are the avenues we came through. Praise God. The Bible says we should honor them. But what about the one who chose them for us? Praise the Lord. What about the one who says they are the ones we are going to pass through? Hallelujah. We reverence those who seems to be great. Who is as great as our God? That we cannot reverence Him. We tend to give more honor to human beings than we do to God. There's no human being that can stand on the same level with God. I don't care who they are. It is grace that makes a man great. Remove grace from any man. There's no greatness. There's no great man without grace. Who supplies grace? God. And if God can make one great, He can make you too great. Praise the Lord. Thank Him. Also, to make things happen. Thanksgiving shifts situations. Thanksgiving moves mountains. By shout of praise, the walls of Jericho fell down flat. Appreciation and giving God praise and glory can move every obstacle out of your path. Hallelujah. When you hit a roadblock, when you had hit a roadblock before, and God moved them, thank God for that. Thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let me read that scripture. again, and please watch us out, shoot it on the screen, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. What have you been believing God for? He says, be careful for nothing. Don't let anything overburden you. Don't let it overburden you. Yes, times will come when we are weighed down because things are not moving the way we want them to move. That is when we engage in the sacrifice of thanksgiving and the sacrifices of praise. Praise yourself into joy. Praise God to bring joy into your heart. The Bible says only with joy you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Just tell God your mind. Tell God what your needs are. And begin to thank him for the answer. But let it be according to his will. Hallelujah. It says the peace of God that passeth all understanding will reign supreme in your heart and your mind. Amen. What have you asked God for that you are still waiting on? Some are waiting to be pregnant. Some are waiting for a new job. Some are waiting to have their own thing, whatever it may be. And let me tell you, you may not have had it yet. It doesn't mean God has forgotten you. Did you hear me? Even Daniel was in that place. The Bible made us to understand that from the moment he made his request, answer was given, right? But he was there for 21 days. He too was there for 21 days out of ignorance because he did not know what was going on in the heavenlies, right? That's the time also to engage God in thanksgiving. Heartfelt thanksgiving. Heartfelt thanksgiving. Even bad people, when they thank, they receive. I used to be like that once. If you have been long in this church, you will know what I'm talking about. As a teenager, I went AWOL from home for a whole week with my friends. My mother was looking for me. My uncle, whom I was living with, was looking for me. They were about in Nigeria then. There is this radio station called Radio Lagos. They were about to go to Radio Lagos to say our son is missing. Oh, before I just stepped in, I saw them having a meeting. I stepped in, but my uncle wasn't there because he lived alone by himself. So my mother was like, "Where did you go?" I lied. I went to study with my friends. What we did was far from study. Amen? Said, "Oh, well, your uncle is waiting for you." Okay, good. So I went to him. He was about to step out. He was going somewhere. So he brought his bag and brought a wad of notes, money. As he was counting the money, he wanted me to give to one of his wives or all of them. I can't remember now. I already said, "Thank you, sir." Because my mindset was that this man is giving me money. He hasn't seen me all this while. He looked at me and smiled. He gave me the money for his wives and then gave me money for myself. Because I did what? Thank you. He can't allow that thank you to hang. Amen. Even God will not allow your thank you to do what? To hang. Amen? When it is genuine, when it's heartfelt, it won't hang. Don't let it be too difficult for you to appreciate God even when you have not seen anything. Praise the Lord. Amen? Jesus Christ always give God thanks for everything. Remember as he stood at the tomb of Lazarus, a man that had been dead for 4 days. 4 days. He wasn't in the mortuary. He was already embalmed. He was already buried. He said, roll away the stone. He lifted up his eyes to heaven. What was the first thing he did? He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because you hear me always. Did we hear him pray then? No. He had prayed before. Amen. He had done what? Prayed before. But he now came when the manifestation is supposed to show up and say, thank you. He said, Lazarus, come out. The power of God quickened Lazarus and brought him to life. In Matthew 11, when he came down from the boat, he saw 5,000 people hungry, more than 5,000 actually. Let's give them food. There's no bread, but there's this little one, this couple of loaves of bread and fish. Say, bring it. What did he do? He lifted it up and he gave thanks. Thanksgiving multiplied what was not enough. And everybody was satisfied. That's what the Bible says. They were satisfied. In the communion, he gave thanks. If Jesus can give thanks before he does anything, what about you and I? Why shouldn't we also give God thanks? Heartfelt thanksgiving guarantees God's involvement in your situation. Heartfelt thanksgiving guarantees God's involvement in your situation. You may not be a prayer warrior. Be a thanksgiving warrior. Be a thanksgiving warrior. 4 or 5 kings stood and rose up against Israel. They rose up against Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20, let's read. I hope we are getting something. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20. I read from verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. God had told him earlier. He says, you will not fight in this battle. Hallelujah. So if I'm not fighting in this battle, what am I going to do? That makes me to think and say, in bringing to pass the desires of your heart, what can you do? Hello? We can't do nothing. The thing we have asked God for, if we could do it by ourselves, will we ask God? So since we have asked God, what can we do? We can't do nothing. We leave it in his hands. While we have left it in his hands, then we engage in worship. We engage in praises. We engage in thanksgiving. Jehoshaphat appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army, going out before bazookas, Kalashnikovs, they went before the enemy army. And to say, somebody is holding a machine gun right in front of you, and you went there and you stood and say, for the Lord is good. Would they not call you crazy? God is looking for those crazies. Those who will trust him implicitly. God has said, you won't fight in this battle. So therefore, I know I won't die in the battle. Come on. Yeah, I'm not fighting in it, so I can't die in it. Yeah. Amen? Some people die for their country. Good for them. Let the enemy die for his own country. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy. Endure it forever. That's what they stood in the presence of the enemy to say. This is telling me that even when Satan begins to challenge you, stand and worship God. Stand and praise God. Satan cannot endure your praise of God. Do you understand? He will leave. He will move. There's no reason even to bother ourselves. Satan, I bind you. You can't even bind him anyway. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. He set ambushments against the children of Ammon. Moab. There's somebody here. This is an issue with your job. I see you stand before your boss. It's as if you are getting an ultimatum. Engage in that Thanksgiving this month. You will see how things are going to change for you. The same person who has been hostile to you will become your friend. Hallelujah. I don't know who that person is. And when they began to sing, verse 22, and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. Can you imagine all the people that came against them? And they were smitten. Without Judah lifting up a finger, watch this. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. When you engage in heartfelt thanksgiving, your enemies will fight themselves. They will leave you alone. Hallelujah. They are looking for somebody to fight. They will find somebody to fight. They will fight themselves. But it's not going to be you. It's not going to be our children. In the name of Jesus Christ. And when Judah, verse 24, came toward the watchtower, you are going to stand and watch how your enemies destroy themselves. You are going to be applauding them. Well done. Well done. They stood on the watchtower. In the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. Hallelujah. Because when God intervenes for you, he makes sure he raises the enemy so that they won't raise up their ugly head again. So shall it be. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies. I don't know why people bring all those kinds of things to fight. You're bringing your gold. Maybe they don't trust their neighbor. Oh, I don't know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, heartfelt thanksgiving, is a trigger to receiving your desire. What are you desirous of? Thank God. It does not matter how bad the situation may be. Your appreciation of God brings God into that situation. And God is not a man that looks at your situation and just walks by. No, no, no. He comes into it and he does something about it. Listen to me. If you are yet to receive your desires, watch this. Maybe you haven't prayed. And maybe, okay, you have prayed. But probably you have not engaged God in thanksgiving. Nobody has any right with God. Amen. When people like Kenneth Jenkins talk about believers' authority, it's not authority with God. Hello? It's authority against the devil. Praise the Lord. Nobody, none of us have any right with God. It is the grace of God that makes it happen. So we need to thank him. This is not the time to allow the enemy to sow doubts into your heart. What are you thanking for? What has changed in your life? You are still the same. And the enemy begins to say all kinds of stuff. Huh? You have to tell Satan to mind his own business. Praise the Lord. And don't pay attention. You see, don't pay attention to naysayers. Don't pay attention to those who don't believe in your dreams. Don't pay attention to those who don't want to hear your story of advancement. Don't pay attention to those who are not happy that God is doing something good in your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You want to do something, they are making you doubt what you want to do. Some people around you can make you doubt yourself. Huh? You know you are pregnant. Your friends say, I don't think so. Are you the one carrying the baby? Don't let the enemy sow doubt into your heart. You know why? Because the moment you begin to doubt, you become incapacitated to thank God. You become incapacitated to appreciate God for what you already have, for what you are expecting, for what you want God to do and manifest in your life. Is somebody getting something here today? Hallelujah. How do you stop the enemy in their tracks? Paul said to the Ephesian church, he said in Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All those darts that want you to doubt God, that want you to doubt that God cares about you. God cares for you. And God wants it to be well with you. So thank God that he even has good thoughts towards you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never rate anyone or anything above God. Nobody's worth it. Did you hear me? Don't rate anybody above God. God is bigger than everything. God is the all in all. Only God is the almighty. There's no human being that is the almighty. There can be men that are mighty because of their size. But God alone is the almighty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, your hallelujah is just like wanting to sleep. Amen. And I said, thank God to make things happen. Appreciation, praise, worship can make things happen for you. Things you did not even know you need. God will now bring it to bear. God will bring it to the surface. Things you never thought you could ever achieve. I met somebody yesterday who told me, oh, I can never do that. That's too much. It's too big. But somebody did it. Somebody did it. Why can't you two do it? If you believe God, he can help you do it. There's nothing any one of us cannot attain by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rise up on our feet?